In Israel today, a bomb attached to a tanker truck blew up at the country's largest fuel depot, ripping through the driver's cabin and causing the tanker to burst into flames. The fire was quickly extinguished, and there were no injuries or further damage. Police suspect a Palestinian terror attack. Yesterday, a Palestinian suicide bomber killed two Israelis and wounded more than 30 in Rishon LeZion, just south of Tel Aviv. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Less than 12 hours after a suicide bomber blew himself up among a group of Israelis playing cards and chess at picnic tables here, municipal workers are cleaning up the last debris and uprooting bloodstained hibiscus trees. Several dozen residents of this city of a quarter million stand watching. Close to 20% of the population here are former immigrants from the Soviet Union, as are both of the fatalities, a 16-year-old boy and a 65-year-old man. Until 2 weeks ago, residents in this working-class town 8 miles south of Tel Aviv say they thought they were immune from the wave of Palestinian attacks of the last 20 months. Then, 2 weeks ago, a suicide bombing at a pool hall killed 15 Israelis and injured dozens of others. Last night's bombing has now left residents reeling. Police spokeswoman Einat Gil Tsubari says it would have been almost impossible to identify the bomber, who had dyed blonde hair.
It's a young guy, about 19. He came inside. There was a bunch of people playing here, cards and a checkmate. And he came inside wearing jeans, looking very Western.
She says the 15-pound bomb was packed with nails to do more damage. Aviva El-Ad lives in an apartment building overlooking the pedestrian mall. She says she was sitting on her balcony talking on a cell phone. Suddenly, I heard a loud explosion, she says. The blast threw me off the chair and the house was shaking. I thought the whole building was going to fall down. She said a friend of hers was one of those killed in the suicide bombing 2 weeks ago, and that since then she's been in shock. We don't feel safe anymore, she says. We're afraid everywhere, in the mall, outside in a park, even in my house. I feel like there's nowhere left to go. 16-year-old Tali Mulkando was on her way back from the gym when she heard the explosion and moments later saw a man covered in blood sitting on the sidewalk. 12 hours later, she's still shaking. I've never been afraid of suicide bombings before, she says. I tried to push it all away, not watch the news, just forget about it. But now, I don't know what I'll do. She says she doesn't know how she'll ever concentrate in school again. The residents of Rishon LeZion say they want the city to do more to protect them. Gadi Lidor, the general manager of the municipality, says city officials are considering closing some parts of the city at night and deploying more policemen.
Put them around the city to make rings of security men and close the city center from attacks.
But acting mayor David Elimelech says closing the pedestrian mall would be giving in to Palestinian attacks.
No,
he says emphatically, shaking his head. We can't let them stop us from living our life. Life goes on and we won't give in, he said. Elimelech says the solution is more police and more alert citizens. At the same time, he says it would have been almost impossible to stop last night's bombing. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Rishon LeZion.